Hello, my name is Paul Howard, and I am a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress, and also the managing editor of our healthcare web blog, medicalprogresstoday.com. I'm here to talk to health policy analyst Taryn Bragdon from the Manhattan Institute's Empire Center for State Policy to discuss a report that he recently released at one of the Manhattan Institute's conferences entitled New York's Uninsured, Looking Back and Moving Forward. The report discusses some market-friendly public policies that can advance healthcare access and insurance affordability in New York State. Taryn, who are the uninsured in New York State today?
Well, the uninsured are a very diverse population. In many public policy circles, there's this idea that all the uninsured are low-income people who work at one small business. But in reality, we see that it's a very diverse and dynamic population. About half of the uninsured, as far as uninsured adults, are young adults between the ages of 18 and 34. A third are 35 to 49, and very few are actually older adults, 50 to 64. Most are in excellent health, 90% report being in good health. They're mostly single people. Two-thirds are single and or have no children at home. So it's a group of individuals who have few outside responsibilities as far as financial responsibilities to a spouse, a partner, or to dependents. And they also tend to be middle income. One-third earn over $50,000 a year. And most of them are insured only for a short period of time. Out of every 10 people who become uninsured, 7 will be reinsured within a year. So it's a very dynamic population.
And how well do the current insurance policies that are available in the individual or direct pay market fit the needs of this group?
Not very well at all. What happened here in New York is that in trying to be equitable to all people, we created a fairly expensive program. Instead of targeting health insurance solutions at particular policies that or particular individuals that needed help, we said that health insurance had to cover everyone regardless of health condition or age at the same price, not allowing any kind of pricing variation. And so what happens in reality is that the only people who can afford to buy in the direct pay market, where premiums start at $500 a month just for an individual, a couple thousand dollars a month for a family, are those individuals who are very sick, who are likely going to have significant health expenditures. So what we need to do is take a lesson or several lessons from other states and create a much more innovative and dynamic market so we can have policies that are tailored to this very diverse uninsured population that I just talked about. I think that's why we've seen the individual market drop so much. It used to be that in the early 90s, 750,000 people were covered in that market. Now, it's just 57,000, a 94% drop in a decade and a half. Other states are seeing their direct pay individual markets go in the other direction. Individuals who don't have access to insurance through their employer can only get insurance through the individual direct pay market. So when that's not working well, you leave these people with no choice but to go on Medicaid or have insurance that is unaffordable with coverage levels that they likely won't need.
What are some of the policy reforms that you'd recommend New York State policymakers consider to make insurance more affordable and accessible?
What we need to do is really reinvigorate the market. We need to have it become much more competitive. Here in New York, we have about 29 companies who offer health insurance to small businesses. If you live in Indiana, there are 77 companies. It's not a competitive market, although it should be just based on size alone. We also need to have the regulations that are a lot more affordable and flexible so that those people who are looking for a health insurance plan can find one that's really well tailored to them. We need to create a pool, what I call a guaranteed access high risk pool, where we take care of those people who are very sick or would not be eligible for insurance in a typically competitive market. So we need to target a subsidy to those individuals. We also need to allow low-cost temporary health insurance. I mentioned before that about 70% of the uninsured become reinsured within a year. Well, you can buy temporary insurance in 45 other states, but not in New York. But just to give you an example, if you were a 40-year-old person living in D.C., you could buy a temporary insurance policy for $120 a month. This would provide you with bridge coverage until you became reinsured again. You can get those policies in 45 other states, but not in New York. We need to also encourage small businesses to allow their employees to buy health insurance tax-free. so that they have access through a Section 125 plan to pre-tax health insurance premiums. This will save up to 40%, but still, for about 4 out of 10 small businesses do not have Section 125 plans, so their employees can save this kind of money. We need to make health savings account eligible plans available in the direct pay and individual market. We also need to reach out to non-citizens, to immigrants. This is a real issue here in New York. Almost a third of the uninsured are non-citizens, many of them at very high income levels. If you look at a third of non-citizens who earn over $50,000 a year do not have health insurance, but they can buy private health insurance, but they don't have plans that are tailored to them. We need to make sure that those plans are tailored to them and that we have specific outreach for them. Another thing we need to do is change Medicaid eligibility. Medicaid has this odd, what I call a fertility bonus, where the more kids you have, or if you're married, you can earn more and qualify for health insurance. I think that doesn't make sense. That doesn't ensure that the single mom with one child who's poor has access to the safety net, whereas the married couple with three kids could be earning multiple of her salary and still have access. So we need to change Medicaid and make it targeted to the truly poor and probably have some regional variation as well, recognizing that the costs here in the city are very different than the costs upstate as far as cost of living and when somebody should have access to coverage. Just to give a few more examples of health insurance plans, if New York had a competitive health insurance market like the one available in Connecticut or really 35 other states, we could have plans available to the vast majority of the uninsured that would start out at premiums as low as $60, $70, $80 a month. So really less than a lot of people's cell phone bills, they could have access to comprehensive coverage and protection against catastrophic costs.
Why is it that New York's debate about health insurance reform has tended to focus on the expansion of existing programs and not on improving the market for private health insurance?
I think policymakers want quick fix solutions. It's easy to expand a government program. It's harder to say we were wrong in some regulations that we passed on the private pay markets. We need to roll back those regulations, and we need to allow people to have more freedom of choice. And recognize that in doing that, some people may make choices that aren't the same as the choice you or I would make. But that's okay. That's what happens in a free society. People are allowed to make choices reflective of their own personal finances, their own economic situation, their own interests. We need to do that with health insurance and make a functioning private market so we can reserve those scarce public dollars for those people who are truly indigent, uninsured, or disabled.
In a word, where do you think the legislature and the governor are going to go next with their health care reform proposals?
Well, I think if you just look at the history of reforms in the past, it is very much focused on big government solutions of the state picking winners and losers, whether that's on the provider side or on the health insurance side. Unfortunately, I think that trend will continue because it's very difficult for politicians of either party to admit they were wrong and to learn from other states and create a more functioning market. I hope that's not the case, but my fear is that history will dictate what happens in the future as well.
Well, Taryn, thank you very much for talking to us about your new report, RX New York, which is available at the Manhattan Institute's website, www.manhattan-institute.org. Thank you.